Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome again to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Over the past few sessions, I've been talking a lot about blessings and cursings, and if you've missed any of those sessions, feel free to go into BibleIssues.org and you'll find a link for all of the recorded sessions so far. And today, I want to continue along that line and I want to talk about sickness and disease. It is something that Christians struggle with, not just Christians, but many people in life struggle with a lot. And of course, we want to be healed. And I want to make this point straight up front. I believe in the healing power of God. I've been sick a few times. My wife has been sick a few times. And we've trusted God for healing. And on many occasions, we've seen God come through. Sometimes miraculously, sometimes providentially. And this is part of a series that I'm doing. So I can't cover everything in one session. But today, I just want to talk about why people get sick. What causes sickness? And this will help us in turn understand how we could pray about sickness. We must understand what it is first and where it comes from. Now, if you've been exposed to a lot of Christian television and a lot of Christian books, chances are you would have read some author who would say something like, a Christian is not supposed to be sick. If you're sick, it's because you don't have faith. If you're sick, it's because you committed some kind of sin. If you're sick, it's because you choose to be sick because you refuse to take up your authority in Christ. Most likely, if you've listened to a lot of Christian television, that's what you would have heard. And it leaves you with a lot of condemnation. Have you ever noticed that when there is a crime, let's say some person gets murdered or shot, very oftentimes we tell ourselves that person was probably in some kind of gang, or maybe they interfered with the wrong people and that's why they got killed. And do you know why we tell ourselves these things? It's because we do not want to face the fact that innocent people are very often the victims of crime. We want to tell ourselves that if something bad happens to you, it is because you deserved it. It's a psychological thing. You see, we tell ourselves that because the alternative means that you could be good, you could do all the right things, and yet you could still be the victim of a stray bullet. And nobody wants to face that reality. So we tell ourselves every time somebody get killed, they deserved it. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. They were in a gang, or they interfered with the wrong people. And the same thing is true with sickness. We have these Christian teachers who have no gift of healing, because if they had a gift of healing, people would actually get healed. And they're telling you that if you get sick, it's because something is wrong with you. Or if you don't get healed, something is wrong with you. And that is categorically false. It is unscriptural, and there is no basis of it from Scripture. And over the next few sessions, we'll talk more about that. But for now, here are some of the reasons why people get sick. And as we peruse the Scriptures, there are a number of theoretical reasons why people could get sick. But ultimately, there is one major reason. One possible reason why people get sick is because of sin. Yes, Jesus did tell somebody, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. And the book of James says, if anybody is sick, call for the elders, let them anoint him with oil, pray for him, and if he has committed any sin, it will be forgiven. So yes, some sicknesses are indeed the result of personal sin. A typical example of that might be HIV. But for the most part, most sicknesses are not the result of personal sin that you have committed. Like, for example, if somebody has cancer, what sin did you commit to get cancer? Now, another possible reason somebody could get sick is because they say the devil made you sick, or the devil brought sickness upon you. And as we read the Bible, we read like the book of Job, yes, indeed, the devil was responsible for a lot of the things that happened to Job, but the devil couldn't do anything to Job until God gave the devil permission, because God had a hedge around Job that the devil could not penetrate. So don't make the devil bigger than he really is. Ultimately, God is the one who was responsible for Job getting sick. So don't be too quick to blame the devil for sicknesses. In the Bible, some sicknesses were the result of demons, but most sicknesses were not. When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will see a clear distinction between healing the sick and casting out demons. They are two entirely different things. Now, sometimes sickness could be a punishment from God. It could be. For example, in Numbers chapter 21, the Bible says the children of Israel murmured against God, and God sent a plague among them. And that happened over and over in the Old Testament. Yes, sometimes sickness is indeed a punishment from God. But what you will find, those are the rare cases. In the vast majority of cases, most sickness is caused because you live in a corruptible body. Now, I'm going to read a few scriptures from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And here's what it says. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42. The body is sown in corruption, that is, your human physical body is sown in corruption. It is raised up in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So that scripture tells us a number of things. One, our natural body, that is our physical body, is sown in corruption. Our inner man, according to Ephesians chapter 4, is recreated in God after righteousness and true holiness. Our inner man is saved, sanctified, and filled. But our outer man is perishing daily. Salvation is past, present, and future. Salvation is past in the sense that Jesus Christ died on the cross once and for all, and he said, it is finished. Everything is done. Salvation is also present tense, meaning that we are saved now. Now we have eternal life. We don't have to wait till some future time to have eternal life. We have eternal life now. But there is another sense in which salvation is yet future. Even though we are saved now, we have not received all the benefits of salvation now. The Bible says we have the Holy Spirit, who is at earnest of our redemption, or down payment of our redemption, which means our full redemption is yet future. You see, we are heirs of Christ. And heirs don't receive anything until the designated time. And very often, we as Christians like to claim our rights as heirs of God, as children of God, not realizing that those rights are only redeemable when the time is right. We have eternal life now. Our spirit man is saved, but our physical bodies have not yet experienced the salvation that Christ provided on that cross. That is a biblical fact. Our body was sown in corruption, but it is only at the resurrection that our physical body will be raised up incorruptible. It is sown in weakness, but it shall be raised up in glory. And that is something that people fail to recognize. We want everything now. Now, by all means, I believe in the healing power of God, and I believe in praying and seeking God for healing. Like I said, we will talk more about that in future sessions. But for now, I want to point out the main reason why people get sick, and the number one cause of sickness in the world today among Christians and non-Christians. It is the fact that we live in a body that is perishing. We live in a body that is under a curse because of the original sin that the first Adam committed in the Garden of Eden. And because of that, you see, when God created man, he did not create man to ever die. We were going to live forever. But because of sin that came into the world, not necessarily sins that you committed, but sin in the world, we now die. It's the reason we get old. Death is actually the ultimate sickness. Because of that sin in the world, that sin in the universe, because we live in a corruptible body, ultimately, we will get old, we will get weak, we'll get wrinkled, and we will die. That is ultimately the reason why people get sick. That is why doctors will ask you things like, do you have cancer in your family line? Did any of your relatives have diabetes? It's because that's how the corruptible body works. Genetic defects are passed on from one generation to the next, and that makes some people more susceptible to cancer, diabetes, and what have you. It is because our physical body has not as yet experienced the fullness of God's salvation. Our spirit man is saved, sanctified, and filled, recreated in the true image of God in righteousness and holiness. But our outer man is perishing daily. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. That's why Paul talked about a heavenly treasure in earthen vessels. The vessel is perishing. It is nothing to behold. But on that day, when that trumpet sound, this corruptible will put on incorruption, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You see, in that, after, when the resurrection takes place, that is when our bodies will truly experience perfect health. Between now and then, perfect health is a myth. There is no such thing as perfect health as long as you live on this side of life. The best you could do is maintain your health as much as you could. If you're sick, pray for healing. Call for the elders, let them anoint you with oil, and pray and seek God for healing. But do not think that you could have perfect health in this life. As long as you're in this life, your body will be subject to sickness, to weakness. You will get the flu. The human body gets weak, it gets old, your teeth drop out, your hair drops out. That's just the way it is. And the best you could do, whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, is maintain your health. Eat properly. Treat your body as good as you possibly can. Because this body is not your final home. This body is just a temporary abode that you are renting between now and the time you die. If you are in Christ, your real body is a glorified body that you will get when Christ resurrects you from this life. So that is the ultimate reason why there is sickness in this world, is because our bodies are still under a curse, and our bodies have not yet experienced the full extent of Christ's redemption. In the next few sessions, I'll talk about how to pray for healing, the right way to pray for healing, and the wrong way to pray for healing from a scriptural point of view. But I just pray that what I've shared today will at least shed some kind of light and will prepare you for what we will cover in the next few weeks.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.